This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Summer is winding down. The kids are going back to school, whatever that actually means. Soon, we'll start to feel that familiar chill in the air. And retailers will be facing a big problem. Because of COVID, clothing sales have been way down, which means they have a glut of clothing that just didn't sell this spring and summer. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on what they're going to do with it.
There are not a lot of good options here. Retailers might try to pass the problem off to somebody else, meaning return the clothes to their suppliers. Lauren Biedelsbacher, who teaches marketing at Babson College, says department stores, for instance, will often negotiate terms in their contracts with suppliers that say, if it's the end of the season and your stuff hasn't sold,
you will give me advertising money, you will allow me to discount it, or you'll take the inventory back.
Another option, hold on to the clothes.
It's called the pack and hold strategy. They just pack it away and hold it for next year. That we don't see that very often.
Because it's expensive to store all this stuff, and fashion trends are constantly changing.
But a lot of retailers are planning on doing that now.
A third option, sell the clothes to an off-price retailer like TJ Maxx, or to shoppers by offering steep discounts. Like, I got a promotional email from Loft the other day advertising shorts for $12. They're basically giving the stuff away. Shelley Cohan teaches at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
They're probably losing money on that short. But also, if you take that $12 short and you say, okay, well, let's either put it in a warehouse or let's, you know, ship it out to an off-price retailer, just the manpower, the logistics,
the transportation, all of that could cost the retailer even more. Loft's parent company, which recently filed for bankruptcy, did not respond to a request for comment. The problem with steep discounts, the more you do it, the more customers expect them. One last approach we've seen retailers use in the past is to destroy their clothes. In 2018, Burberry said it burned tens of millions of dollars of unsold merchandise. It later promised not to do it again. Bill Lewis at Alex Partners says burning clothes is just a bad look.
And I think given the economic hardships that are out there right now, retailers aren't going to want to be known for doing that.
He says they'd be better off donating the clothes. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.